Welcome to Our Job to Be Done, the podcast for making a difference in the world we live in and the business we work in. My name is Johannes C. I'm a digital consultant and author, and I'm your host. As you can hear, it's an English episode we do due to the guest that we have. First English episode that we have for our podcast. Quite exciting. I hope you like it. Let me tell you a story. I once had a client. When I got there, the meeting room was always messy. So we couldn't really relax, we couldn't really work, but nothing changed. So I decided to come there every single week, early, half an hour. And I came there cleaning the room, breathing with fresh air, opening the windows, bringing in even water. Every single week, and for sure, quality improved of our meetings. Everyone enjoyed it. We were productive. We called it at that time a silent disruption that we did, because we really improved something silently, which meant we didn't even talk about it. We just did it. We just made a difference. And my guest today is someone who's exactly doing that. He's making a silent difference for his clients, improving things, and even for their clients. His name is Benjamin Herman. He's the head of e-commerce at SAP, and he's responsible for Tech Solution. But if we look really into detail, it has a lot to do with humans. It has a lot to do not only with his clients, it has a lot to do even with their clients, so quite complex. So it's plays a certain role. How do you treat each other in that complexity? How are things going to be smooth? How can you improve things for each of them involved without bothering them? Quite complex, and yes, certainly tech plays a certain role, but it's really about attitude. It's really about people. So a very interesting field. And let's really jump into this episode, Our Job to Be Done, and I hope you like it. Then please also subscribe for it, Our Job to Be Done with Benjamin Herman. Let's go. This is Johannes, Our Job to Be Done, the podcast about how we're going to make a difference. And I'm here in Berlin at SAP Now event together with someone who's very deep into customer and transformation. Benjamin, please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Johannes. A pleasure being here with you. Yes, I'm Benjamin Herman. I'm working for SAP, and I run the digital commerce department of SAP, which is basically where we do our e-commerce.
Thank you. And to really dive into it right away, I would like to ask you, in terms of the understanding for customer, my experience is personally that currently we have a huge boom out there in terms of the terms, hey, customer experience and how do we solve things, and it's like everyone is talking about it, and it's very difficult also to differentiate for people to listen what's happening out there. But isn't it really like also to really do something for the customer way more complex also for teams, for organization, you need to dive way deeper?
Yes, absolutely. I think you're spot on, right? So if you think about customer experience, it's really how do you make very complex things very simple, right? That basically brings you a delightful customer experience. And as you said, right, depending on the size of organization you have, the complexity you have at hand, you basically have to start from the inner and work your way outside, right? So that means, right, you have to basically master the complexity within your company, right? You have to dive through, you know, your processes, your technology stacks, your master data, to basically get it right, you know, who is actually my customer? What's the relationship I have with him? And where are the individual touch points where he basically gets into the interaction with, you know, the given company? And I think technology as such, you know, customer experience products, Especially, you know, the transformation that the people know how to serve the customers to which touch points, that is really core and that is really integral. And that's what we're working on as being, you know, the internal part of SAP to, you know, increase and get a delightful customer experience for SAP's customers.
So this means from your understanding that while a lot of people out there also in our industry talk about B2C customers, say it this way, your customers are actually internal with their completely needs and they're connected also to a lot of data, say it in this way, where you help them to get the access at the right moment, right?
Yes, so I think, you know, the customer experience becomes really good if also, you know, the people that work with the customer know the journey of the customer. They know where the customer is. So it's, you know, the single pane of glass that you basically present to your customers, but also to your employees that basically serve the customer at the beginning when they want to select something, when they're using a product, when they actually want to renew or they want to basically increase the portfolio, right, go more into a certain product area that SAP is serving. Right, so that is at heart, right, and this is where you basically need to start to bring the things basically together. And this is one of the core elements we're working on to bring along the customer life cycle these core elements in a self-service way, right, together because the customers are expecting, you know, in this digital transformation age, empowerment.
So it's a bit like also from the attitude like, I help you to make a better job so you can make a better job for the customer. So it's basically like different people connecting with each other to do a better job.
Exactly right. So I always think that, you know, e-commerce or digital commerce, you know, that results then into a customer experience as well. You can see a bit like with AI. So is AI helping you to be better or is it your enemy? That has been, you know, in SAP also, you know, a question. So account executives, for instance, have been saying, oh, if we really do this, is this going to take away my job? No, it's not going to take away your job. So it was important to take these people along on the journey to really build an omni-channel experience, right? So that it amplifies our salespeople, not, you know, reduces our salespeople, right? Because SAP is on a growth path. SAP is accelerating a lot in the cloud. And this is where customers want to start small. They want to then rapidly expand. So there's a huge, you know, transaction volume, which we basically need to cater. And the AE is drowning, right? And they need elements like that to also, you know, serve the customer's desire, right? They want to have these things, of course, if it's online, they want to have it now and in a simple way.
So I think quite a lot has to do with building an understanding. Like it's like you're providing ways to make things better, but for sure it's also like that people understand what does it help me with, yeah, or is it something that's basically overwhelming me?
Yeah, so as we are in an age with of more data, right, yes, more data is always good, but only if you can make sense out of the data and you can basically bring it to the point, right? And it has been extremely important to bring our internal stakeholders along because they are also at the forefront of our customers. They still talk to the customer, right? So yes, you basically deliver delightful customer experience, but that is also with the touch points of, you know, the people. It's still we're living in a people world, right? So you want to have a people business, but you still also want to amplify and have something that empowers the customers to take that advantage and, you know, do things right in regards to the relationship with SAP on their own, right? This is what we just see, you know, happening overall. So, you know, I just think an example that we have from the automotive industry, right, with Elon Musk making this statement that, you know, cars will be only built, will be only sold online, which he reverted back a bit. But I think, you know, the point is customers are just desiring this more and more, and SAP as a software company definitely needs to deliver on these expectations.
If we just stay with the example of the car, which on the one side we have Elon Musk, you just said, as a disruptor. On the other side, we're in Germany right now, and with traditional Autohaus and so on. I think just the thought example is like, okay, I'm going to a dealership, and somehow, oh, this is nice, this car and this motorbike and whatever, but somehow I'm also expecting, like, don't they already know that I've been driving an E-Class for such a long time? And this sounds quite natural for myself, but it's something they also have to make possible, right?
Exactly. So that, of course, is you can see that very nicely, right, through the physical presences, right? So you should walk in, you know, they know you, and, you know, you get into a product like a car, right, or a car dealer, as you said, and then, you know, the journey basically starts. If you think about SAP, right, we build software products. So if people that actually use our software, right, you know, try them out, or, you know, they use them, right, we should, you know, and we do, right, have, you know, pattern, right, that basically allows us to detect and say, now, what can we do better, right? And when in the customer journey, right, when they use the products, right, when would we basically also make smart suggestions which are valuable for the customers? They do want to make purchases, right, but they want to make it on the right hand with the right timing. So one example is, for instance, our product from the SuccessFactors line, where we have workforce analytics. We basically build highlights into the product where we are recommending certain fixed price consulting services, which are entirely remotely delivered. They are very small in size, and they basically help you know, the customer to do this in a rapid and a quick way. And this is very well received by the customer. So we are software house. It's products. We have to bring it in there. This is where, you know, core journeys are.
So if I get it right, it's also a bit about when we think about the customer, which we're servicing, it's really giving him a bit of a different context in the end and options, which brings us also a bit back in terms of, like, do we serve him or do we kind of say him just buy? So it really has to do, like, also with kind of an attitude, what kind of service do we want to provide him?
Absolutely, right? And I think what they don't like is that they're basically being left in the dark, right? It's, you know, intransparent. You don't know where you are, right, in your relationship. Have you been having, you know, massive overview, yes or no? It's rather around, you know, telling the customer exactly, you know, what they have, what they're using, and on top of that, making smart recommendations, right? They want to have recommendations, like, you know, from your B2C world where, you know, Amazon knows you, right, and is recommending other products, right? It's the same, right, in the software industry. So, you know certain, we know certain industries, we know what customers are using there, right? From there, we can build up patterns and basically make smart recommendations where the customer by themselves can decide, will I do this step now or not? Right? You know, amplified with what our field does with, you know, higher complex stuff, this makes sense, right, to have better scale, but still serve, you know, customers' expectations.
But you still leave the decision with him.
Exactly, right. That's the core part of the empowerment. They want to make the decisions when they are ready. And that's, you know, the kind of attitude that we have with people which are now getting into very powerful positions. They don't want to have a person sitting next to their, you know, on their lap all the time. They know exactly what they want, right? And they research a lot on their own. And then finally they come to you, right, and have a big decision to make. And you never, ever really, you know, build that pipeline, right? It's just because the customer is basically turning it around, right? And that is where, you know, I think empowerment, self-service, transparency, and a delightful digital customer experience also needs to come to play.
And I think that's a pretty important point that you just said. If I relate it back to where we started from the question that I have, the boom right now about customer experience, I think quite a lot happens in that state of understanding, like, we need to entertain people or whatever. We're still coming from an understanding of, like, how do we get them, yeah? And if you dive really deep, yeah, it's more like, okay, no, I understand you, but it's also like taking that step back. I still leave it with you, and that's where the real difference comes from.
Yes, and I think this is what digital transformation as such brings, you know, throughout the industries, right? So it's one, right, that disruptive force, and it's second, right, just, you know, the younger people which get into the powerful positions that just are used to act that way, right? They've been having information, you know, accessible throughout their entire life, right? They can judge very nicely. They use all the smart intellectual and analytical tools to research, right, a lot on their own, right, without using large consulting companies or whatever, do peer reviews and so on and so forth. And then you basically have to treat that way of, you know, researching with empowerment. And that is key, right? So ultimately, right, where we want to get to is that, you know, from customers or, you know, people that are interested, which are small, right, so that they can try our product in a very simple and lean fashion, up to, you know, our very large customers, which are also demanding and saying, SAP, you know me, you know, what is it what I have? What am I using? What are you recommending for me? Right? How do you make it accessible for myself? How can I do it on my own? Right? This is increasingly coming, right? And this is definitely something where we need to live up to these expectations of small to large, and especially also large, because there's a common misperception. Oh, this is only right for small companies. Way off, right? It goes through the entire pyramid of customers you have. Especially the large ones have, you know, specific, you know, needs on how they want to do it, and definitely all sorts of ranges want to do it.
Something very straightforward you just said is in terms of digital transformation. I mean, especially we Germans are quite good in terms of giving things a term, and then we think we've understood everything. But the way you describe it and the way we're just going through is really like... say it this way, the solution which you're basically having is something which is very deep in the organization, yeah? But to deliver it, it goes very, very deep, and therefore you're actually doing something which can only be described as a kind of digital transformation, even though a lot of people might describe digital transformation as something bigger, as something totally different, like building an e-commerce shop or whatever, yeah? So you're basically transforming out of the deep understanding that you have for people, actually the whole organization.
Yes, and that is why I, you know, on purpose really choose to go this route and stick with this route, because 5 years from now, I think it's going to be a given that, you know, from small to large customers, there will be a huge, you know, way of empowerment and transparency and serving yourself, right, in relationships to what product and services SAP basically makes available, also the ecosystem. And that is important, right? Of course, technology plays a role, right? And that is very important, right? With our stack, yes, we can basically connect very good demand and supply, right, with S/4HANA and C/4HANA. Absolutely a given, right? We have a great and deep stack. But as you said, right, to make it really happen, you have to take the people along. It's really a cultural shift. It's about convincing the people that basically are currently your core sales force, right, in the market, that this is something which helps them, right, brings value in combination also for the customers, right? And there is lots of enablement, there's lots of change management, there are lots of policies, right, which you have to discuss, debate, and basically change. And you know, also, you know, culture basically comes along. So how do you get talents and people that basically are able to do this? How do you keep them on the longer pace and not lose them all the time because, you know, they don't like your company? So how do you have them really at the core? And, you know, everybody understands that this is vital for the company. This is at the heart of, you know, the core supply chain of SAP.
Yeah, I think if you just said supply chain, wrapping the whole thing up is when we started our conversation today with what is the customer, I think that keeping in mind that supply chain is also something very, very key. A lot of people tend to forget because in the end, that's why we're here for. Yeah, and if we want to make people better, we always want to make people better to create something bigger, like we said, a transformation, which is also connecting back to the supply chain. It's to create a real value.
Exactly, right? And, you know, I couldn't state it better, right? This connectivity to the supply chain, and, you know, supply chain is of, you know, all sorts, like, you know, people, the processes, the technology itself, That connectivity is core, and we're very fortunate there at SAP, yes, to use our own software, but second, to have a well, you know, standardized and global infrastructure, which we can basically rely on to connect these two worlds and bring that together for the customer. And if we talk again, you know, maybe in 2 or 3 years, I think, you know, we will have been advancing this a lot, and many customers will basically use this as a natural in their environment. Today already, a lot of them do, but in future, I think it's going to be an overwhelming majority using that way to interact with software companies, but, you know, in general with other companies as well.
Final question. If we wrap it up from where we started in terms of the big boom about customer right now, and now we dived very deep into realities and how you solve them, yeah. I'm trying to give you a picture right now. Is it right that what you basically do is kind of a silent disruption, and basically you also help your customers to silently disrupt?
I would definitely say yes. So increasingly people at SAP which are in powerful positions, may these be, you know, people that lead market units like Daniel Holz, the German MD, which has basically been here on stage, is a very big supporter, right, of this and, you know, pushing a hard digital agenda to make things happen, but also, you know, presidents of ours like Hala Zayn in digital supply chain, she's equipping her new digital supply chain products with a digital first approach. So these advocates basically help us to penetrate better the market's space and make this, you know, more and more important over time for SAP.
Thank you very much, Benjamin. It's really been very, very nourishing, and I appreciate for you being here and that you shared your job. You're doing our job to be done.
Thank you for the opportunity, Johannes, and bye-bye.